The Pacific island nation of Tuvalu is slowly sinking beneath the sea. The prime minister is worried, and the citizens have a choice to make. They can watch as the beaches disappear, or they can leave. The government of New Zealand has agreed to accept them as environmental refugees. NPR's Allison Aubrey reports.
Tuvalu is way off the beaten path in the South Pacific. From the air, this 9-mile slice of land looks like a sandbar, just barely clearing the waves. Home to 11,000 people, the island has no exports, no tourism, just farming and fishing. Despite this isolation, Tuvalu has been on a roll. By serendipity, it owned the rights to an internet suffix, .tv. A few years ago, a clever trade minister sold this suffix for $30 million to a California TV company. And just a few months ago, the island was granted permanent membership in the United Nations. But none of this will turn back the sea. Kaloa Talaki is a Tuvalan parliamentary leader. Speaking from his waterfront cottage, Talaki says he and his wife have just made a tough decision. They're going to leave Tuvalu.
I'm just finishing the present term of parliament, and then I've decided I'll call it a day here from next year, about middle of next year, and I go and live with the rest of my life my grandchildren.
In New Zealand, where both his sons settled more than a decade ago, the country has agreed to take in the Tuvalans, 60 each year, and more if the situation becomes dire. Already, Kaloa Talaki says the beach near his house is half the size it was when his children left home. Steve Leatherman is the director of the International Hurricane Center. He points out that sea levels are rising about 2 millimeters per year. It doesn't sound like much, but he explains islands like Tuvalu are extremely vulnerable. People there depend on subsistence farming, and as the water rises, each bad storm leaves more permanent damage.
In other words, people sort of eke out a living, then you get a fairly large catastrophic storm, and catastrophic in the sense that it sends salt water into their fields, into their agriculture areas, maybe destroys their houses or churches or whatever. And at that point, it's really the signal, well, gee, you know, we better leave. Now, hopefully you don't have to have a storm to move people out, but certainly that's historically how this has occurred.
Tuvalu is not the only island country threatened by rising sea level. People living on the outer Maldives Islands have already been evacuated. The obvious assumption is that islands like these are the first victims of the effects of global warming, effects that include melting ice caps and expanding oceans. But Wolfgang Schierer of the Australian National Tidal Facility says not so fast. There could be other explanations for the fast disappearing beaches.
Most of these islands started out as volcanoes, some of them reaching up to considerable heights, and then they have been eroded away.
Strong La Nina storms may have washed away the coastline, or it's possible that the porous volcanic rock is compacting, causing the island to submerge beneath the sea. But residents like Kaloa Talaki don't want to wait around for scientists to come up with an explanation. As he prepares to leave, he wants to remember Tuvalu this way.
Right now it's very calm. I like to fish in and, or swimming in the sea. It's very calm right now.
Talaki says his leaving has an ironic twist. Until now, the sea has protected him from all the crazy goings-on in the world. Now it's taking back what it's given. The only thing Kaloa Talaki will bring to New Zealand is his atlas. So when the island finally disappears, his grandchildren, or their children, will still be able to see the dot on the map that once upon a time was a country called Tuvalu. Allison Aubrey, NPR News, Washington.